Well, good morning, everyone. And I am so thrilled to have my friend Tony Skoma on the phone. I think the first time I met you, I don't think you were even silver yet.
Probably not. It was just a couple.
But here you are.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead.
Last night I was playing volleyball at the Provo Rec Center with a bunch of college students, having a great time. Our team won. Very thrilled about that. And today it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day in Mapleton, Utah. And we'll get the old grounds ready for some activities. And it's just beautiful. So I want to let everybody know that I met Ben Woodward probably close to a year and a half, 2 years ago. I was at a PC retreat in England, and they invited some of us leaders that had groups in Europe, and so I went, and I was so impressed with the knowledge that he had, his demeanor, the way he spoke, and I've been a big fan of Ben Woodward's for a long time, and then my prayers were answered, Dave, and he's become the global president. And I can see that much of what we're seeing now is a direct result from his vision and the unification of the field. So just wanted to start off by saying that.
Oh, that's fantastic. In fact, we finished our first quarter with Ben Woodward as president. Every month's been double-digit growth over the month before. And I'm just going to brag on you, Tony. I love looking at numbers and kind of tracking stuff as far as total volume versus the months before and all of that. And you have a noble heritage. The mighty Reed Nelson, he's got a monster business. He's got several different legs, each one of which is a Nikan millionaire. You're one of them. And I was just mentioning to you, and I'll just say to everybody, that of all of Reed's legs, you're the fastest growing one this year. So I think that there's something that's kind of cool. I just want to acknowledge that. And also, that's why I'd like you to be on the phone. What are you doing?
Well, what is responding to a concept and an idea and a focus of the quality enrollment that I think is brilliant. And of course, Dave, you and I have spoken about it, and it's just a matter of awakening to the realization now that I can, and I've been on a lot of ABCs, and we'll talk about that in just a second, recently, and being able to tell people how to create a predictable business. And we've done lots of things over the last couple of years to try to do this, but this finally is the way we as Nikan distributors can create stable, predictable incomes and businesses with a foundational volume based on the quality of enrollment, all of which is just a foundation because you have all of our durable goods sales that can be added onto it. So with that, I can, in a matter of minutes, explain to a non-network marketer, a prospect, even a traditional business person, how we make money and how they could quickly earn $500 to $1,500 a month in just a few months of duplication.
That's not a small thing. That's for most people, the average household income is around $50,000. And so if you could make an extra $500 to $1,500 a month, that's a big deal, especially in the amount of time. And of course, we're not talking about just going to work with a part-time job. We're talking about a business of your own. So these are exciting things, but keep it going, Tony. What have you been doing these last few months?
Well, the thing is, I really believe that we have now a duplicatable system that's very simple. And one of the things I have to say, Dave, is that we, for the most part, have discontinued the traditional wellness preview or business meeting in lots of areas. And so we're doing a lot more webcasts using technology. But this is still a business of face-to-face meetings. And but the thing that I have always believed, and I'm sure I could, this can be borne out, is that we don't do enough leveraging, especially new people, because it is so new to them, to use their experienced mentors and the people who have been in Nikan before, who have had product experiences, to just leverage that with their new people. So I've been training and mentoring several people, a couple of dozen right now, but seven responded to my request, my invitation to be to do a 21 club this month. So some of them started just the end of March, some started a little bit into April, but we're all going to finish before the end of April, and I'm right now, and there was a bit of a misunderstanding. I'm in the midst of seven 21 clubs, all of which I intend to be successful this month, and so we're doing a lot. So you think about that, Dave. Minimally, 21 ABCs with seven, that's 147 ABCs I have to do, minimally, and we're going to do hopefully more than that. Of course, we can do small group meetings, but most of the ABCs I've been doing have been one-on-one or small, you know, two or three people in a room with a conference call or a speakerphone. And but I believe that if someone's going to launch their business, relaunch their business, move their business along, we have to see people. And to create a sense of urgency, even an artificial one at times, is to create a 21 club in a 30-day period so that we're seeing people continually. Now, what I'm doing with these seven people, and I will never do a single 21 club. I'm always going to do multiple ones because I'm now creating a sense of team, friendly competition. Every day I email my my seven people their ranking, and that is three things: the amount of ABCs we've done, the amount of volume we've done, and the amount of seniors. So I just simply put 10 ABCs, volume 3,200, seniors one, and then I just rank them one through seven, and they can see themselves where they're at compared to their peers and what they have to get going. And it has created a sense of, well, I can't let this person get ahead of me. You know, I have one team, Jim Pickford. I'm going to just tell everyone that he's a wonderful guy, a gold up in Leduc, Alberta. And Jim has about, there's five of his team members that are doing this out of the seven. So we're very excited about what's going to happen in his group. And I just got an email from Jim this morning. I woke up. He had done several ABCs with me yesterday. And he says, I love this. I love doing this business. And when you hear that excitement, and you know, part of it is they know that they have somebody they can count on that is going to watch over them, guide them. Because Jim is a force, in Neekin. But I sometimes a little bit of ADHD is going on there. You know, the guy's a high-powered enthusiast. He's got a gym. He's a community-centered, a very great family man. And with all these things going on, I have to just guide him into the things that are important. Because Bob Proctor one time said, Dave, keep the main thing the main thing. And sometimes we, as individuals, are too close to a situation, and we miss what the main thing is, it has to be. So one of the things I found about 21 clubs is that doing the 21 ABCs is not that hard a deal. I mean, you can find 21 people to talk at or talk with. Hopefully you're asking good questions. Certainly, the volume, for a lot of people, getting the volume certainly it's important, but it's not just about sales. We're trying to find business partners. We're looking for customers. We're looking for auto-ship ongoing sales. But most importantly, you have to think about the seniors and getting the seniors, because quality enrollments are really is a matter of 500 points, but a senior is 1,500 points. There's got to be some duplication, maybe some packs sold, maybe some strategy about how you're going to get some existing people off the ground. That's one of the great things about these 21 clubs. It's now awakening sleeping distributors, because now we're going back to existing non-senior people and saying, hey, look, you're signed up in Neekin. Why don't you take a look at this thing again? We treat them like prospects, and they have, some have responded, and some have actually turned around and started the 21 Club with me. They were inactive. Now they're active. They're building, and they're mentoring with me because they're willing to do something in a short period of time. And I'm on them. If I've gone a day and I haven't had very many ABCs, I call right on to the carpet and say, okay, guys, I can't do this by myself. I can't conjure up the ABCs. You got to start bringing people to me. And they respond to that. They, you know, I'm their coach, I'm their mentor, I'm their guide, and it's a lot of fun for me. I'm staying on top of it because I realize that some of them have, very close to the volume they need, but they only have one senior. So I'm always talking about who's your next senior, where are we going to go for this person, how are we going to get this thing created so that you have a successful 21 club. Of course, there's a $250 bonus there for both of us, and that's a nice little incentive, but to get paid for what you're already supposed to do is a wonderful thing. And I believe that if we can get people to launch their business and do 21 clubs, that will move into their Team Kaizen, because that's where we're really moving people into. Team Kaizen, to me, is a building of a silver to a gold, or at least somebody who wants to be silver, because you have to be at least silver, to a gold position. That's the biggest gap we have in Niken. Only about, traditionally, 1 in 10 silvers gets to gold. And I think a lot of people would think, well, probably the biggest gap is platinum to diamond or diamond to royal diamond. That's not the case. So silver is a wonderful, profitable level, but it's not a leadership level. Not today, the way we have our compensation plan structured. In my opinion, you have to get gold. You have to start to help people get to that profitable position. And I think Team Kaizen is a wonderful way of keeping people cognizant, having a mentor to help them and guide them. But a 21 club is the way, the action, to get to start putting seniors on your front line, to find those new silvers, and to get to the gold level. Typically, Team Kaizen will be a year-long qualifying. You have to get 3 silvers, and you have to keep your qualified enrollment going. I think it's brilliant. I just think it's a fantastic way. And then once people get to our level, I'm sponsoring people. I'm getting customers, but I'm also choosing to be on Team Tai Chi and to be a mentor, and I really, really enjoy that. But you have to earn that privilege, that honor, and you have to be doing the work. You can't ask people to do things you're not willing to do.
That is fantastic. When you mentioned Jim Pickford, my first memory of him is we were at an event, and Val and I were in the gym, and he came along, and we started talking, and pretty soon he was kicking our butts. And, it's really awesome, because here's a guy that really is a competitor, and mm-hmm. people that are competitors come to him. And if you could think of Niken as just a game, a fun game, and I love what you're doing, Tony, is letting people that are in the game have team members that, in a friendly way, just kind of know where you're at. And I know if I'm just, I think I was sharing with somebody that even if I'm at the gym and the weather's kind of crummy and we got these really cool exercise bikes, and there's actually a screen in front of you, and you can follow a chosen trail to go on or whatever, different miles, different sceneries, and different terrain. So if it's hilly, it gets harder and slower, and so you get to shift gears and all that kind of stuff. But also, next to you, you can see other people, and I can't help myself. I look over what another person's riding on, and you can actually look at what they're doing and enter into the same track, and your bikes appear on each other's screen. and it's really fun to kind of, put some extra fun into it, how am I doing? Well, compared to what? And I know we want to drive our own selves, but it is really fun to kind of be thinking, how am I doing compared to what other people are doing? And so it's just really cool. And that's why I just kind of wanted to mention right at the front, you're doing really good compared to your brothers and sisters with the Reed Nelson family right now. I'm hoping they're all going to listen to this too. Hey, that darn Tony, I can do a little better than I'm doing right now.
Well, we all bring that on, because I think in a healthy family environment, everybody is, we have fun times. We all enjoy the games, and we like to see everybody succeed. And sometimes we're in a good place and we're really moving fast, and it spurs people on. In fact, I've seen it. I mean, when I play tennis with people who are better than me, I improve my game. So we have to start hanging out with people who are better than we are. I mean, the reason I'm a Nikan millionaire is because I like hanging out with people like Reed Nelson and all the people he brought around me that inspired me to not settle for mediocrity, averageness. I wanted to be extraordinary, and I understand my own weaknesses and shortcomings, but still, in this business, we can overcome those things, and over time, we can all be better. And when I saw Ann McNabb at the last convention just a few months ago, the entered into the Millionaires Club, that's a great, wonderful feeling to know that I had a little bit to do with it. At least she's in my group, and that's a wonderful feeling. So we should be excited about what's happening in Nikan all together, and we should all be striving to do a little bit better.
You know, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you were covering, because I love this idea of long range, and of course, if we want to be successful, it's awesome to have long range goals of financial independence and be thinking, you know, where I would like to be 5 years in the future, and if you're brand new, you could be thinking Royal Diamond and different mm-hmm. things like that. But another thing though is that's exciting about Nikan and about the new Nikan plan is just breaking it up into little pieces that are so doable. Fundamentally, what you mentioned to be a quality enrollee yourself, and then teach everyone else to do that. And then also, it's all about exposure. You know, ultimately, what it all comes down to, if you're not talking to people, you're not working, and it's not going to happen. When we work, what we're doing is talking to people. And the Business 21 Club, the structure of it, the power of it, is we're with an expert. You know, we're doing ABCs, so we're learning. We also have the backup of someone who's already well-versed, that says the right words. They've succeeded in bringing people into the business before, and it'll happen another time with you when you're employing them as your partner on the three-way. So the thing is, it's just set up really, really awesome to allow things. Can you just kind of give us an outline as far as what it needs to be done to be an successful ABC to fit into the qualification of a 21 Club?
Absolutely, Dave. You know, I think there is a strategy for a successful 21 Club. I used to hear people say, well, doing a 21 Club at least gets people to talk to somebody. When I ask somebody to be when I say, okay, I want to be your A in a 21 Club, and we're going to have a successful one, that means you're going to do 6,000 points of PGB, 500 of which will be your own PB because you're going to be a quality enrollment. You're going to get three seniors minimally on your front line, and we're going to do 21 ABCs. Now, I can do those remotely. I can do them long distance. They can all be in one room. I can do a webcast. I can do a phone call. I can somehow communicate with these people that you've communicated with, and we can count those as ABCs. The most important thing, I think, Dave, that I say, we have to see the people early on. We're not going to wait until the 23rd day. It's not 21 people over 30 days. We're going to see those 21 people in the first 10 to 15 days. And I want to know, because of course I'm doing the ABCs, so I have the names, I know the backgrounds, I can follow up with these people. You know, sometimes I find that new people are good initiators, and they're lousy follow-uppers. So the part of the A is not just to do the ABC, to talk with a new prospect, but to motivate the B, the person who's doing the 21 Club, to do proper follow-up. How are they going to get to the 21 Club? I'm working with Dan and Lorraine out of Cranbrook, British Columbia, a wonderful couple, just love them. Lorraine, over the last year and a half, has gone from 3 to 4 days of kidney dialysis because of the Wellness Home Technologies down to one night a week on Monday night. So we can't hardly even explain how our products have done that for her, but it's excited her. So Jim put me on the phone with them. They said they wanted to launch their business. They want to make at least enough money to pay for their large auto ship order every month. I think they're starting to see a bigger picture, and they're starting to tell people about it. Now, they're very new, and they live in Cranbrook, which is a long way from Leduc, so they're not around other network marketers. So I've had to do some training with them by phone and to get them organized. So right now they're ranked number 2 in the 7. They're ranked number 1. They have 3,500 points. They have a long ways to go for their to get their 30 days done. But I have seen such a transition. They did a ABC just last night with somebody, and he's a taxidermist, and Lorraine works at a funeral home, and they're doing their Nikon business and would love to see great income from that. But they're just very passionate people. But, of course, just like every new person who's not even silver yet, they needed some guidance and some help, and I'm there every single day to talk with them, to encourage them, and to help them know where we need to place certain volumes and things like that. And when they had a problem with the distributor, I was able to help that out. What that creates, I believe, Dave, when you're looking at leadership development, is a trust relationship. It's also creating something where they know Tony's going to be there, Jim's going to be there, we can count on these guys. You can't even find that in traditional business. I mean, they know that we're their friends. Of course, their success equals our success, and that we're going to go above and beyond for them and their success. So it's a reciprocity where you know, we do things for each other. They're getting the job done. They're contacting the people. I'm doing the ABCs. I'm making myself available. We're communicating, and that's really the most important thing on the 21 Club, daily communication with the A and the B. There has to be some type of texting, emailing, hopefully even a phone call, especially the ABCs that have to be happening on a regular basis. So in the very first 2 weeks, I want to see all those ABCs done. I want to start hearing about who's ready to buy some product and where we're going to place that volume, how we're going to place that volume. So I'm guiding these new distributors into making that 21 Club not only successful, but something that they want to do continually. It's not just one 21 Club, but multiple 21 Clubs this year.
Well, that's fabulous. You know, just listening to you, Tony, is exciting, and just reaffirming that Nikan really is a team sport. If you're trying to do this alone, it's hard, and frankly, you're just dumb. You want to employ other people with you. It works so much better. I remember when I got into Nikan, I was brand new, and I was so fortunate to have an upline that I could just call them all the time, and I did every day. And everybody I shared this with, I was doing three ways with, and then I told them to call my upline and do three ways with him because he was so good. And I think just when we move up into leadership, what we do is then we just do the very same thing. But if I bring in a new person, after all of these years, the first thing I'm going to do is an ABC. So I'm going to be a B with my new people after all of these years. It isn't like, well, I know everything now. If I had you on, you would do better than I could do by myself by a long ways. And so why not? Plus, I'm teaching that new person that this is how we do it, is ABC. And so this is such a powerful thing. Maybe just to clarify a little bit, like on the 21 Club, let's say I'm going out there and I'm a B, and I go one-on-one and I meet with someone. They're pretty excited, but I can't get a hold of you right at that moment. But at that time, the meeting is kind of gone. But you are able to call them, say, later on that day.
Yep.
And kind of reaffirm, would that still count as an ABC for the 21 Club?
It does, Dave. As long as I've made that contact with that prospect, whether it's with my B there or not, it's still an ABC because we both talked to them. So, yes, and we've done that multiple times because, I can't be with everybody. Sometimes I'm actually doing an ABC when somebody else calls me for an ABC. And so you have to be very flexible. And so Nikan's been very good about that because, you know, Nikan wants us to succeed. They're not doing this to penalize us. They're doing this to encourage us and giving us all kinds of incentives to do this. So, yeah, there's lots of ways to get it done. And sometimes, Dave, it takes multiple ABCs with a person to get them to be closed or to have them make a decision. They may talk to me, but if they have a specific concern, perhaps a product that they want to know more about, I may guide them to an ABC. For instance, Jim just asked me. We talked to a dentist friend of his from Grand Prairie, but we'd like to get Brad Arns to talk with him because Brad's a dentist. And so we're going to seek out that ABC because this guy could be a huge business potential looking at the Nikan business. Also, Dave, I understand that you're doing a conference call with the Philippines. Well, I just talked to Amy, did an ABC with Jim yesterday, and she's heading to the Philippines in 2 weeks. So we're going to want some contacts perhaps that are here that are sponsoring people in the Philippines that could help Amy understand what the potential is there. So we have to keep our ears and eyes open for every opportunity. As you say, we don't know everything, but we need to be able to use the resources of NECAN properly because the result is that we want these 21 people to act. We want them to buy something. We want them to sign up and do something. And so it may not just be that first ABC, but it may be a myriad of information, at least so that they can be educated and make a wise decision that's best for them. And that's what I'm hoping my bees are doing, is everything in their power to have success with the 21 people. This is not just about going through bodies, not just of talking to people. It's relationship building, and they have to become that magnetic person to be a leader. I was talking to Laura Allen, such a sweet gal. She came to the convention, and she's been a silver for a long time, a former preschool teacher. She's doing this as much as she can. I just love Laura, and she said to me the other day, she goes, you know, Tony, when I talk about the product, people respond, but when I talk about the business, they just don't seem to be listening. And I said, Laura, I'm going to tell you something. Your belief in your ability to make money with Nikan, significant business money, is still lacking. You're still vibrating on a level where people, you don't believe it totally, and so they're still trying to understand what you're saying to them. That's why you need to have me on the line. But I will tell you, Laura, you're growing, and you're gaining confidence, and every time we close somebody, and every time your check goes up by a little bit, you're understanding that you can do it too, and that will come. It's not going to happen overnight, but your confidence and your belief will increase from perhaps the 60% it is now to the 100%, and you'll become a force for building the business just like Julie Carr is or Susan Carver. I said, you've seen those women speak. You're no less able than they are. It's just a matter of belief and confidence. So that's, again, what the 21 Club will do, is that we're mentoring people, we're building that confidence in their ability to become the best they can be, human being more.
Powerful stuff. Let's say I'm pretty new. You're helping me launch a 21 Club. I'm getting excited about this. And I call several people and I say, hey, I'm in something, it's a company, and there's a qualification that I need to go through. It's called a 21 Club, and I need your help. I need your body. I'd like to come and demonstrate some products. In fact, would you come to my house? And let's say I have a few people come over, and we go through the product and talk about it. And then, basically, I might even say in the approach that I've got a business partner that is going to actually call and ask how I did. So you get on the phone, or maybe even we have an iPad set up and we do FaceTime or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hook the speakerphone on my mobile or whatever, and you kind of tell a little story, and, well, how did Dave do, and do you have any questions, and then do you want to hear my story, and you maybe share a little bit. So I had three people over. Would that count as three different ABCs all at the same time?
That's correct. As long as you have their separate couples or entities, they could be three potential distributorships. That would be three ABCs that were done all at once. So you can have a small group meeting. Let me tell you something that's even more interesting. Laura was at a women's group, and she presented and she talked about the police assistance to nine people. Now, what we're going to do, she's already done, she's talked to nine people. She has their information. We're going to now follow up with I'm going to contact those nine people and do that follow-up testimonial and information for her. So she made a presentation. I wasn't able to go in there because she had a limited amount of time. But we're going to do a follow-up call, and I'll be able to get those nine people onto her ABC. They bought product in the past. They're going to buy product in the future, and we're looking for some sleep system orders. So there's lots of ways to do this, and so that's really exciting. She'll have some people over, exactly what you were just mentioning, Dave, for a luncheon with some friends next Tuesday, and I will come in on a Skype call, and she'll have me on her, she'll plug in her iPad into her television, and we'll they'll see me, and we'll be able to communicate. It's a lot of fun, and it can get a lot of those 21 people seen very quickly. So again, the numbers, as long as you're willing to bring people and talk to them, we can get back to them in many, many ways. In fact, why shoot for 21? I think somebody was saying, run through the tape. Don't go for the minimum. Go for the maximum, because we want to get everything done. Reed Nelson talks about all-out massive action. We can do it in 30-day spurts. I always believe in the 90-day run. I believe that April, May, and June are going to be fabulous times. I have a man in Denmark, Ulrich Dan Larsen, who 2 years ago barely could speak about Niken. Today, he's the leader in my organization there. He's gold, and he has a platinum goal for 90 days from now. And we were mentoring on the phone just the other day, and I said, Ulrich, don't spend time with people who are not calling you. And I got that from you, Dave. You know, you'll know the people who are interested because they're going to be anxiously engaged in the business. They're going to be calling you for ABCs. If you've already made the invitation, if you've already opened up yourself to them, you don't have to keep badgering people to call you. If that's what you're trying to do, then you're barking up the wrong tree. That person's probably not going to become a silver or a leader in Niken. Maybe later, but move on. Find new people. It's much easier to find new people that are excited than to try to make somebody excited. As we've said many, many times before, we cannot want it more than the person wants it. A 21 Club shows me, as a leader, where I need to spend my time. So if a 21 Club, and I will make one other pronouncement here, Dave. I had a I had a lady that started a 21 Club. She's a great salesperson when it comes to the product, but she wants to build a business, and she needs to make a shift. And then she tells me after the 21 Club that she's going to be going to Costa Rica with her daughter for a week during the 30-day period. So I said, okay, well, if that's the case, then we better do a lot of the 21 Club 21 ABCs before you leave. But knowing how international travel and all these types of things and work gets in the way, she didn't do many ABCs. So I called her up and I said, you know, we need to assess this, reassess this, revisit this. And I think what would be best is to not put so much pressure on you at this time. I think we need to forego the 21 Club right now. Wait till you get back, get you back into the system, get your head in the right place, and be able to give a full 30-day effort towards this 21 Club so that you're going to be successful. I don't want to set you up for failure. So I think, again, as an A, as a mentor, we have to be realistic. We have to assess the situation and not tell people false things. And, you know, I just didn't think she was on the track for a successful 21 Club based on the situation and the timing, Dave. So I had to say, and she said, and I did it in a very nice way, and I invited her to do it, just postpone it for a little while. She was very open to that, very thankful, actually. And so we did that without, you know, just having, I didn't want her to fail. I wanted her to succeed, and I'm going to do everything I can so that when we set up the next 21 Club, she's prepared for it and knows everything she needs to do to have a good, successful, confidence-building experience.
I think that's very good advice. Another thing, Tony, I believe this is so doable, and especially if you can concentrate a lot of energy at the beginning of the month. We have 30 whole days, and it's like, I think, human nature to think, oh, I got 30 days. That means I really don't have to really even get started for a few days because I got plenty of time, and we can kind of get messed up that way. And so if we can concentrate all our energy and then have enough time, because so much of it is in the follow-up. I love the phrase, the fortune is in the follow-up, and get back again and again with people. Another thing, though, if I say, okay, I'm going to do a 21 Club with you, and I go out and see all of these people, and then, wow, a successful 21 Club, Niken's going to give you and me some money, quite a bit, mm-hmm. $250. Do I have to do anything, or are they just going to give that to me? Do I have to let them know that I'm going to do this? How do I register?
Well, you can go right on to MyNiken, and under documents, you can download the 21 Club paperwork that you need so that you can, you have to keep track. The B is responsible for keeping track of the people and the information on the individuals. Especially because we had a couple of 21 Club that spanned the end of March and part of April. And so you want to be able to make sure that you know when the orders went in, that the full 6,000 points were done within that 30-day period, that the seniors were developed during that period, whether they were existing distributors, meaning they were direct distributors who were on the books, or new ones. And all that has to be done, and it has to be verified. So before they're going to be sending out any checks to anybody, that paperwork has to be in, has to be verified by NECA. And I'd like to see that paperwork sent in with the successful information way before the 30-day period, so making sure that if there's anything that has gone wrong, NECA can tell us so that we can make that better. It's important. Plus, I think that's really good business advice. Bees should be keeping good tabs on their prospects, and NECA gives them the paperwork to do that. So, yes, they need to fill that out properly.
I think that's a really important thing anyway, because it's teaching us how to keep track of people and not just let things fall through the cracks, which can often happen. So each person that you meet, they could be worth $1 million to you. It's just a fun thing. One person might not be worth anything in terms of what happens. If they say no, you know, life will go on and stay the same. But if they say yes, especially to the opportunity and do something, you know, a whole stream of wonderful things might happen, and you just don't know. You can't put on magic glasses and see who is going to be the one. That would be one of my favorite products if we could do that. But it's all about just the numbers, the power, and the magic of the numbers, and putting them into momentum by saying you've got to see all of these people in this specified period of time. Now another question. 30 days. So is it a calendar month? Or let's say I'm listening here and I'm getting all excited and I think, ooh, it's the 11th. Could I begin April 15th and go through May 15th? Or do I wait till May 1st to begin? Or what would be the best strategy, and what do I need to do for something like that?
Well, Dave, you know, I think that you make a good point. It's any 30-day period. So as I mentioned, you can cross boundaries of calendar months. So it could be the 15th of April through May 15th or May 14th. But give it, there should be some prep time, meaning that some lists of names should be made, some whatever ground work that you can do, footwork you can do prior to starting the 21 Club, I think is very valuable. So if you said, oh, I want to do it, I know who I'm going to use for my A, or I know who I'm going to have as my B, confer together. Talk about the potential, who you can do it. I mean, why not do your homework before you're going to start your 21 Club? Get everything prepped and ready so that 30-day period is really good, especially the first couple of weeks when you're making those ABC calls and contacting those people. You know, as far as I'm concerned, get everything ready, but don't waste any time. Kelly Andrew, Jim Pickford's sister, who's very competitive, she's a ranked number 2 in our 7, and she said that she didn't want to waste any more time. I said, well, I think maybe March 28th would be this. She goes, no, March 25th, I'm ready to go. And we started doing calls, getting volume in, and she's at 3,300 points, and she'll have everything done by next Monday is what her goal is, and that'll be 10 days before her 30 days is up. So you start when you're ready. I would give it a couple of days prep. I'd have the A and B talk and plan a little bit, and then I'd start as quickly as I can on that 30-day period, because why wait? You've got to see the people now, and it's going to better your next 90 days. And what you do in the next 90 days, guys, April, May, and June, will determine your summer and your fall and what happens in October when we go to San Antonio and get recognized for all these wonderful things.
Wow, I'm looking forward to hear about Tony Scoma and his Magnificent 7. Just a good title to a newsletter or something. But you're bringing up some other good thoughts, like okay, I'm going to do a 21 Club. What can I do to get ready? Rather than all of a sudden, bang, I heard the shot and I got to start running. Oh wait, I didn't even put my track shoes on. getting ready. You could even actually not just make the list, but you could actually be calling your friends and say,
mm-hmm.
"Hey,
yes.
I'm getting ready to do something with our company. It's a qualification that I'm doing, and I need your help. I'm going to be out demonstrating some of our new product, and I need some bodies. Will you help me?" People love to help, and that's an awesome way to actually use the 21 Club as a really cool, effective, and fun approach, and just let them be part of the game that they're helping you, whether they buy anything or not. You can even tell them that. Say, "Hey, just come. You don't need to buy anything. Of course, I'm not going to turn you down if you do. But mentally, you just kind of have yourself that this is wonderful stuff. We want to share it, and it will unfold. So this is.
Well, Dave, I got to tell you what. As an A, in a couple of the calls, when I knew that the prospect was either a former customer or a relative that is open-minded and likes the bee. And I sometimes say, "Look, Laura is now working towards the 21 Club. I don't know if you know what that is, but we're contacting 21 people, and we have 30 days, and we have to get as many sales done in that period of time. So I hope that you'll be willing." See, I'm asking on Laura's behalf. She's not even asking for herself, but I'm asking to see if you can do anything to help Laura in this process, because I know you love this product, especially if I know that they've been thinking about buying a water system or a sleep system or some type of product, instead of procrastinating that, I'm going to hold that person a bit accountable, that city of doing it now. It's going to help them, of course, by having the product. It's going to help the bee by doing it within that 30-day period. So that's a way of closing people under certain circumstances, because we always do a little prep before an ABC. The bee will always tell me a little bit about who the person is, and that's not a bad way of following up and letting people know, I think I can make that sale. I can purchase it now. That'll make sense. And
if you're going to get it anyway, get it now and help your friends.
Exactly.
Wow, this is fantastic. Any final thoughts or call to action? It sounds like this could be a good way to build a business.
Well, I think that what you're going to see, especially as we're duplicating this process on our front line, it took me about 90 days to get everybody quality enrollment aware. The awareness was there. And then it was a matter of duplication, and the best way to duplicate, Dave, without a doubt in my mind, is the Business 21 Club. I believe everyone should do it. In fact, I told my seven that, look, guys, you're all at various stages of your Nikan careers. Some are just starting and some are, well into it. I said, but the cumulative effect of having seven successful ABCs as a team, as me being your A, will start to bring awareness of how we can get our three seniors and eventually our three silvers into our businesses, and more people will do it. You're the pioneers. Let's do it now. Let's get it done. And so they're doing it for themselves, of course, but also because I think that success breeds success, especially in the family of Nikan.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. Well, all of you that are listening, are you up for it? Boy, if you're kind of asleep, get in the game, and it'll add energy to your business. It really... My goodness, this is something. The most wonderful thing about this business is just to be on fire for something that matters, and we can really make a big difference. And the happiest people are the ones that are in the game. They're in the process of accomplishment, and I can just kind of hear it in you, Tony. I think you're kind of excited about what's going on.
I am, Dave, and thank you so much for having me on your call this morning.
Tony, thank you. And everybody, let's go for it. Get in the game.
Bye-bye, everyone.